This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Brody look 100% right now.
No, you're totally right. I loved it. Yeah, I think he tore two grinds.
What it looked like. But he's a stud. Like, here's the problem. They need him. And even at 70%, he's one of their best hitters, which is a sad sentence.
Exactly.
But and I also want him to be right for next year.
Thanks, Connor and St. Leandro. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and issue one San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home
it's
of the Golden State Warriors,
Connor.
And Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. The show has flown by
today. Is something to be said for, you know, finishing the year out on a high note so that others want to join this.
Is that just fake? Just have a hot September. Or is that fake hustle?
Well, I'm asking you, is that fake hustle?
But what if I'm a free agent or I see how this team is treating my star player? Wow. Even after paying him all this money and having all these expectations, we're protecting our investment. We're protecting the player from himself. We're willing to have him shut down so he can be healthy for the rest of the season because he means that much to us going forward. I do think that is something to be like.
I like that.
You got to be able to compartmentalize
it?
Yes, but I'm looking at how we treat these players. Like CMC, you had to protect him from himself at one point. You just had to protect him. That guy means so much to that team. And it's not a like-for-like comparison. I get that. Stephen Curry, the same thing. You have got to be able to protect these players from themselves going forward. And I just think we're going to get to a point, if this losing streak hits double digits, where you have to just consider, if you're Bob Melvin, if you're Buster Posey, if you're whoever on this team, consider shutting down Rafi.
He's got to buy in, though.
He does.
He has to buy in. That's
like
the most important.
That's how you sell. It's like, you know, Rafi, you're a big part of our future going forward. We love what you bring to this team right now. We are 100% bought in on you. But we need you to be healthy. And part of that, no, but you do, and you mentioned it, Joe. Part of this is sitting down with Rafi and saying, you know what, dude? You also need to do right by us, in a way. It's a little give and take. So we put the investment in you. Now invest in yourself. Invest in your body. Invest in the future of this team, because we have 100% faith that you can be that player for us going forward. But you need to get healthy. Sit down. Relax. Take a breath.
When's the deadline?
9 days.
9 days.
Next week. So next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Okay, so let me just play out the schedule. Let's say they lose 2 or 3 to the Braves, okay? And then they got the Mets. And let's say they lose 2 or 3 against the Mets, but they win 2 or 3 against the Pirates. Now you're at Thursday. The last game is Wednesday afternoon. How are you proceeding? How are you proceeding with the deadline? How are you proceeding with this roster?
I think you wheel and deal. I think you do, as I go, Jim Cozumore, a little running, a little throwing, a little buying, a little selling, maybe.
You will have been 3-12 since the Bailey walk-off, or 5-12 or something awful.
I think if an opportunity that is too good to pass up is presented to Buster Posey, he is going to pull the trigger on it. If someone says, I'm going to give you my top prospect for Robbie Ray, I take it. If someone is willing to give a top 1, 2, 3 prospect,
how many
for
of these
Robbie
prospects
Ray,
have actually panned out for us?
You don't have a farm system right
now.
I know. You need to replenish it somehow, some way. And I'm not going to put all my faith in one guy in Bryce Eldridge, I need to have a couple players that I can put my faith in, not just one, right? It worked out for the Washington Nationals. It's worked out for some of their like big-time players and prospects that they've traded for, right? Who's my guy? James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, pretty good players over there.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
Again,
that's a good point.
Not like for like the same thing, but you need to be able to replenish it.
That's the nucleus of what's made them exciting.
Thank you, right? Now, they're still a couple players away, but the Giants, let's be honest, they're a couple players away still on the top to bottom of this team. What say you then? You asked me the question. Same scenario for you heading into the trade deadline next Thursday.
I don't think you shut down Devers just yet.
Okay.
I do think you trade Wilmer Flores and Mike Yastrzemski and you free up. And I reference the five guys, if you will, down in the minors. Wisenhunt, Elliot Ramos, Meckler, Grant McCray, Matos, I would lump in there, and Hunter Bishop. Who are you keeping? Who are you playing? Who are you getting rid of?
Yeah.
If you're going to keep them, let's play them. Let's see them. Let's see what we got. If not, move them. Like, that's where I'm at. I think opening up playing time and spots is what I would do.
I think you've said it best when it comes to players that Giants fans actually are gravitating towards too, and have, like, I would be upset if they left. I think Ray would irk some fans if he moved off of him, absolutely, just the way he's pitched this season. By the way, we got this or that coming up in about 6 minutes. We will reveal our this or that topic of the day. Could be sports-related, could be not sports-related, could be Hunter Biden-related, who knows? But when you talk about this team, it's Matt Chapman, it's Rafi Devers, it's Willie Adames, it's Logan Webb, and then Robbie Ray. And I would throw Elliot Ramos in there still.
Randy Rodriguez?
Randy Rodriguez, sure.
Okay.
Yes, bullpen guys.
I know they're not as sexy.
But I didn't include Camilo Doval there. I think that's an interesting name that you've brought up that teams would covet and would give up a pretty penny for one Camilo Doval.
The reason why I'm more apt to trading away Elliot Ramos, it's not that I don't like him. It's not that I don't think he's a good player. It's that he's one of the few guys that could get you something back in return that you need. And if it was up to me and they said, hey, Joe, you could get a starting pitcher who has an under 4 ERA, who's 25, under team control for 3 more years, I would flip the left fielder for the starting pitcher right now. This team needs more starting pitching. Bad.
So like a Mitch Keller, for example.
I would do that yesterday. As much as I know I'm giving up an everyday player who I have to now fill the void on, I would probably do it.
Jan is in Mountain View. Jan, long time no here. Good morning. How are we feeling about the Giants after 6 straight losses?
Well, good morning to both of you. Well, I'm sort of in the camp of Shasky where I think they need to shut down Devers. I'm sorry, but he needs to come. He needs to get in condition. If you've seen his body, he's overweight. He can hardly move, and that's affecting his back. It's affecting his back, and he's not getting any. You know, he's not getting any better. We thought that during the break he'd take that time and try to get better, but he's still, you know, he's still moving too slow, and I mean, I like his back, don't get me wrong, but he needs to spend the off season and get better, and they need to get his conditioning right, because I heard Boston say that he came into the, what are they called, before the league starts, he came in out of condition, and he hasn't done anything to I feel to address that issue. And so somebody needs to point that out and shut him down. And I'm sorry, but as far as first base goes, put that Dominic Smith back, because he's a damn good defensive first baseman.
I agree. And on a team that wants to defense first, I think you can ill afford to not have Dom Smith out there, especially when you look at the power numbers. One home run since June 1st for Wilmer Flores. He's just not hitting like he was.
The entire team is just not. I mean, Willie, again, we keep talking about it. Of course, the team as a whole is struggling mightily, right? And Willie Adames is doing his best, and they all keep coming in losses. 9-5, 6 straight. Hopefully it's not 7. You're going to... Landon Root, man. Okay, and we were talking about biggest start of his career against the Dodgers. That was the biggest start of his career today against the Braves, who are 11 games under 500. He's got to stop the bleeding. Someone has to. I don't think it's going to be Verlander tomorrow. Like,
oh my God,
like, it's Verlander v. Strider tomorrow. So it's you gotta win today.
Verlander v. Strider tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying.
They could get swept.
They could. Oh. And then you got the Mets coming into town. The Mets are one of the best teams in all of baseball.
Acuna has played 48 games. He's batting .326, 13 jacks, and 40 something RBIs.
He's so good
in 40 games.
Who are they going to trade? By the way, the Braves. They're trading people. Who are they? Who do you think they're giving up?
I would love to have Matt Olson, but I'll never do it. I'll take Ozzie Albies.
I think Sean Murphy could be had. That's a name that I would be interested in.
I'm intrigued.
Going from a 190 catcher or a 200, I guess.
Does he frame well?
Yes, he's an elite defensive catcher, too.
I know, I know
you are. But he's actually really good at that, is what I'm saying.
Verlander tomorrow on everyone's television set is just going to be an automatic eye roll.
Oh, we'll have it right here. It's 9:15. We'll have it on our televisions in the studio, Joe. And we're going to see Joe's reaction real time for Justin Verlander. And I'm going to see if it's going to be a good start or a bad start.
Dude. I had a buddy hit me up, and he was talking about Mike Schmidt basically retiring after a Giants game. He was a Phillies third baseman, one of the greatest of all time. He just quit in the middle of the season. He's like, hey, dude, when you said I thought Friday that Verlander was just going to quit, he thought the same thing. He's like, I was watching him in the dugout holding his glove, and I thought he was going to do the, I'm done with this. I don't need this. I've got Kate Upton at home. I've got two kids. Like, I'm just going to go home. I'm done. I'm cooked.
There's one of two ways to say that. He's like, I don't need this because I got two kids at home, or it's, I actually need this. I got two kids at home.
Well, I know a couple of guys that stay on the road on purpose.
There you go. Oh, my God. Hey, do we got this or that today? Is it a good one?
I hope so. So today's this or that. I want to jump back to Sunday's Giants game. There was a moment that happened where the umpire, Chad Whitmore, decided to call out Justin Verlander. We do have to do this. If you could play it, Carter.
Chad Whitson just tossed Bob Melvin out.
So you can hear it there, the umpire saying, how about you worry about getting out the third inning, huh? Because Verlander, not Bob Melvin, was
that.
The one chirping at the umpire. So today's this or that is simple. Fair or foul for the umpire to be calling out Justin Verlander like that?
Fair. I've done so much umpiring and refereeing. If you're going to talk that talk, you better be the best player on the field, on the court. I ain't trying to hear it.
So...
You aren't even playing!
Wait, so is this... I'm just trying to... So how I can phrase this.
Fair. It's the umpire's fair for ripping him.
For umpires going at players in the dugout or sideline in this scenario? Is it all sports-related, Sammy? Okay, so it's all sports.
Have you ever officiated any game?
No, thank God, no. I never wanted
Carter,
to be a ref.
Have you ever officiated anything?
In my life.
Yeah, like preschool.
It's not this... Okay.
No, it sounds awful. No one wants to be that. No one wants to do it. I don't want to ref.
If you are not in the game and you're chirping at me after I just watched you get absolutely harpooned on Friday, pipe down over there in the dugout, dude.
I mean, this is the first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the most legendary.
All true.
We'll discuss this some more on the other side.
All true.
All right, this or that coming up on the other side. We'll hit the open there. 888-957-9570. Love your participation. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury at text line. One more segment before handing off to Steiny and Goo, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You can hear Steven Rizzotto and George Kontos preview the second half of the Giants season.
So, wait, time out. So instead of booking Kontos for this show, you booked him for garlic fries and baseball guys.
No, that is not what happened. Do you want me to tell a story?
Yes.
Okay. So what happened was, as you guys, I don't know if you guys remembered, I was out of town last week.
You were gone.
On vacation.
Dude, it was the best week ever.
Oh, dude, you're telling me? I loved every second of it. And so when I was not there, I told Steven Rizzotto, hey, you're the, you know, up and coming guy at the station. Why don't you, host the podcast this week? I'll let you kind of do your own thing. He's like, okay.
Wait a minute. You hoodwinked him into doing your podcast for you?
No, I said, hey, you want to do the podcast this week? And he's like, yeah, sure, I'd like to. And I said, cool, go nuts, do whatever you want to do. And his idea was go get George Kontos. So there you go, Steven Rizzotto, boots on the ground, getting it done.
How was it? Was it really good?
Yeah, no, he did a good job with him.
Okay, good.
They talked a lot about Verlander, which, you know, that didn't age very well, but.
Oh, they said he was going to be fine?
I'm going to go back and listen to the episode.
Download it on the free Odyssey app or listen wherever you enjoy your podcast. Just make sure you subscribe.
All right, let's play this or that because I want to get into something. Like, I'm passionate about this.
Well, we also have a special guest on the line that wants to refute a story that was told earlier in the show. But we might do that in this or that.
Up the phone lines.
All right, Sammy, what is it?
Come on.
What do we got?
So you guys, as you remember on Sunday, there was a little bit of a moment there in that Giants-Blue Jays game where Justin Verlander was chirping at the umpire, Chad Whitmore, about the terrible strike zone that Whitmore had that day.
I have it right here, Sam. You want me to play that for you?
You know, I would like if you could play, because that would add some very, very good context. And here is Chad Whitmore and Justin Verlander barking at each other during Sunday's game on Roku.
Chad Whitson just tossed Bob Melvin out.
So again, Dave Fleming thought that Bob Melvin was tossed. It was actually Justin Verlander and Chad Whitmore saying, hey, how about you worry about getting out of the third inning, huh? Instead of, you know, talk about how horrible my strike zone is.
Chad Whitmore is such a bro name, by the way.
Very
circa
bro
like
name.
2007 Puka Shell Netflix high school guy.
So well,
Chad Whitmore, brah.
Anyway, so the question today, this or that, fair or foul for Chad Whitmore to call Justin Verlander, a future Hall of Famer, one of the greatest pitchers of this era, to do that on Sunday. Fair or foul?
I think it's fair. It's totally fair. Because here's my thing. When you're an official, all right, and I hate officials.
Hate them.
Hate umpires, hate officials. But I've done the job many times. I just despise when you're not allowed any dialogue. I despise it. This thing, you can't approach an official and have a conversation. Just ask them what they saw or maybe explanation or interpretation or whatever. No, it's all within reason, right? If you're berating an official nonstop all game, dude, like, shut up. You know what I mean? Like, from the official's point of view to the coach. That being said, if you're going to give, you better be able to take.
Right.
All right? And in this particular instance, Verlander, you're not even playing in the game. And you're barking at me from the bench, I'm going to razz you back a little. That's okay. I think it's all fair.
Fair or foul, this or that, 888-957-9570. Refs or officials throwing it back at the players. I'm in on it as well. I think we need more of it, quite frankly.
I agree.
Honestly, I know we all hate Scott Foster. If he started talking some smack to the players on top of it, I would love it. And it's more so the people that are on the bench doing all the chirping too, because as we're doing all this cross-sport analogies, the thickest skin of all the refs and all the sports is honestly the NFL refs. They're hearing it constantly from the head coaches, from the training staff, from big doms of the world, from all the guys in street clothes, from all the fans. They're hearing it constantly, and they are taking it and taking it and taking it. The most sensitive bunch of all the refs of all the different sports is probably the NBA, I would assume. The umpires also, to an extent, but I feel like the instant replay has helped in that regard a little bit. But when we have the Phil Cousins of the world, like that's just, it's gone too far. And I think both sides, it could be okay with. I have no problem with Verlander going at it. I have no problem with the refs going at it either, the umps in this case.
Having been
Chad Whitmore.
Having been behind the catcher, umpiring games, this is my long-standing belief that I actually think the worst particular point of view and spot to be doing balls and strikes is behind the catcher.
Mm.
I actually think the best, I'm just telling you me, my personal belief, I think it's really difficult because you're kind of hovered over them looking at the strike zone, and it's all about like where it crossed the zone.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I actually think the best, cleanest spot to be standing for an umpire is behind the pitcher. Just to the side.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think it's right behind the catcher. Having done it many, many, many times, I think it's actually an obstructed view. I think it's a difficult point of view, a difficult spot. I actually prefer behind the pitcher when I'm umpiring by myself. I don't like being behind the catcher's, behind the catcher. And there's another whole angle of like, hey, balls get ricocheted back into you, you know, balls that are in the dirt hit your feet and now you're a part of the play and you could step on it or kick it inadvertently. I think it's the worst particular point of view, actually.
Calling you Joby-Wan Kenobi from a certain point of view. Here
if I go. Were to give all of you guys a GoPro and put you behind the plate, I think you'd all be very surprised how difficult it is to call balls.
I think it's very hard. You know why?
I would have a perfect strike zone.
It's incredibly difficult. Why do you think I want robot umps? Because no old man or anyone should be trying to establish what the strike zone is or have their own strike zone. Let's let AI, let's let ChatGPT, let's let the robots figure it out.
But here's where I would say too many officials and umpires, they don't do this, where if you did miss a call, okay, if you did in between innings or whatever, you walk over and you say, hey, look, I might have missed that one. I thought it was boom, 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 right? For example, nothing is worse than the don't ever talk to me. I'm never wrong. I've never done anything wrong. It's, hey, that's what I saw and I'm moving on. And then when there's a in between innings, there's like a little like warm up or whatever, you'll walk over and you go talk to him. In basketball, I do the same thing. It's like, hey, you missed that foul. Hey, look, I might have missed it, but from my point of view, I didn't see it that way. I'll look for it next time. That's all. People just want to be heard.
It's funny when I'm just thinking of like the sports where you get players tossed out, you get managers tossed out. You get NBA head coaches tossed out of the game sometimes if they want to get tossed. You never really see it in football, Joe. You notice that? You never see
Kyle Shanahan
football.
Needs to get run.
No, but it doesn't happen. Can you name the last time a coach got like thrown out of a game? Thrown out of like an NFL game. Like that does not happen.
I mean, we just don't really eject players.
That's what
or,
I'm saying. Because you know. Why? We allow the dialogue to keep happening and continue to happen.
Yeah, but then now, there's the
penalties.
Next play.
There's penalties that happen and we have other like head coaches, not coaches, but other like people assigned to like reel them back in. Remember the Sean McVay guy?
Yeah.
Bring
the
him
get back
in.
Coach.
The get back coach, right? We got a special guest. I teased him earlier. Let's get to it. Special guest Deli Boy calling in. And it says here in the box, wants to set the record straight on the golf story. Deli Boy, the floor is yours. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
Great.
I mean, I'm teetering here. I want to see where you're going with this.
Okay, so let me just say this. Yes, I topped the first ball, but there's context to this story. So my brother had to drive us to this tournament, and I told him, let's get there early so we can go to the range, put on the green. But no. But my brother took forever to get his dress on, so when we got there, we're about 10 minutes out from our tee time. When we get there, they said, hey, you're the first group out. So we literally had to get our clubs, onto the cart, go right to the first tee. No warm-ups, no putting on the green, just right there. And my brother, yeah, he did hit a ball really high and right, yeah, into the houses and gone. And then he ended up having to drop a ball, right? And he goes, oh, yeah, I didn't know where it was. Yeah, that ball was gone. That top ball was absolutely just nuked right. And I don't think it was Dublin. I think it was Roddy Ranch.
Oh, Roddy Ranch.
I don't think it exists anymore. But yeah, so it wasn't necessarily like I did top in front of everyone. The nerves got to me. But we didn't walk off that course. We finished it out. But I tell you that drive home was a slice of humble pie. I think him and I looked at each other and said, "Yeah, we're not tournament ready. We are just not." I think we just not. I think my brother came out with like a 102, and I thought like I shot like 1,000, and you know,
what'd you get on that first hole? A 15?
Oh, I think I took an 8 easy 8. You know,
that sounds
I
like can't remember.
I think I took the max.
Snowman. So where are you at with the Giants?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just say this. I'm not trying to blame Devers. I really don't. But let's look at the record and the numbers. We were 41-31 on June 15th, the day of the trade. We have been 11-19, I believe, since the trade. And it feels like in the last month and a half, I turn on the game in the first, second inning, third inning, and we're already down 3-0, 4-0, 5-0. It just seems like right before the game even starts, we're already losing. And the offense just has no spark to it right now. And 3 weeks ago, I'd have been convinced, oh, we're buyers. We're going to be buyers at the deadline. Now, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if we're sellers. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we sell, we sit Devers down for the next couple of months, we just see what we got in the farm, maybe bring up Bryce Eldridge, or maybe just let him wait till next season, let him start out spring training, see what he has. I don't know. I mean, this team just, for some reason, it just feels like we don't even want to play. And I don't like that. And listen, I love Verlander. I mean, you got to see, this guy's a Hall of Famer, probably one of the greatest pitchers, probably the greatest pitcher of our generation. In the last 20 years, probably the greatest pitcher. I mean, him, Kershaw, Scherzer, all have an argument to be the number one. But it just seems like he's a liability. I mean, it just feels like every single time he goes out there, before the game even starts, 4-0, 5-0. And you guys can chalk it up to, oh, it's bad luck. Oh, we're not hitting for him. Eventually, something's got to give. Look, he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it, you know. And you can't keep putting our team in a hole like that. You can't be saying, oh, every fourth and fifth game, oh, that's a loss. Like, that's not a winning product. That's not a winning formula.
Well, we got to do something.
Great call, Dolly Boy.
And I was right about my story.
You were, but he said he didn't get time to practice. And you know what? I feel him on that. But sometimes
is that why Birdsong got knocked out? I didn't have a warm up.
Hold on,
you broke it again.
I didn't
you
break it.
Stiney.
No, this one just unraveled.
I'm jerking it too much.
Hold on.
Oh my god, dude.
Hold on. I'm not jerking it at all. All right,
you and Stiney, just keep your hand off the microphone.
I actually don't jerk it as much as Stiney does. I don't. It's a.
You're,
I need a
you're
fidget
literally
spinner.
He says
right
as he's
now.
Trying to reattach
I
the
need
microphone.
A fidget spinner or something. Okay, it's a problem. All right, and I'm trying to deal with it. All right, I'd appreciate if you get off my back.
For those
about
that are
it.
Listening and not watching, Spadoni grabs the microphone, which is on like a little handle, if you will, an arm, and he's just constantly moving and grabbing it and moving it like. It's just, dude, you're not Chuck
because
Berry.
I move around.
Just leave it. No, just leave it, dude.
Okay, I'll leave it alone. By the way, I'm with Deli Boy on going to the range early, trying to hit some balls. But on the flip side of that, I think some of my best rounds have been me like not practicing.
Yeah.
Like, just go just on there.
Out
just,
of bed.
Just grip it and rip it. Yeah. John Daly, right?
And don't waste all your good swings at the range.
You know what
are you doing?
You
Thanks, well, maybe Matt. Birdsong should have skipped his warm-up then.
You know what?
That's best starts where you just
what
skipped.
I just said.
What he just said.
Well, you said maybe he didn't pitch well because he didn't get his warm-up. I'm saying maybe he did have his warm-up and he...
When's your next vacation?
It's not soon enough, man.
I think Hayden Birdsong is going on a vacation. You know what team has been on a vacation as we pivot a little bit?
He's had 14 days off.
Well, it feels like the
enough.
Niners have had a million days off since their last game, which is the regular
God
season
for the Niners.
In Arizona. They've been out of sight, out of mind for a lot of fans, and I think the fans needed a mental break. I think the players needed a mental break. I think the organization needed a break after what took place last season, coming off a Super Bowl loss, Joey. You had all of those tumultuous holdouts, hold-ins, whatever you wanted to call them, Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams. It was ugly. Prior to that, you had the Boses of the world holding out. You had the Deebo Samuels saying, I want to get traded. Just all of it. Just so much drama. Christian McCaffrey getting hurt last year. It was all bad. And you weren't a playoff team. You got a top first-round pick. You got Mykal Williams. We'll see how it's going to go. Ricky Pearsall, the guy you thought was going to be that dude last year, ended up getting shot. Didn't really play much. Showed some flashes, some promise. So now, fast forward to now. July 22nd, veterans practicing tomorrow. You got the rookies there. How would you grade this offseason for the San Francisco 49ers, Joe? All things being equal.
Would have been an A-plus if Juwan Jennings didn't hold out, but as of right now, A-minus.
A-minus, just for the
re-signed Kittle,
alone.
Re-signed Warner, shed themselves of Deebo, right? They had to. It was a divorce that was predictable. Sounds like Ayuk is ahead of schedule. CMC practiced, okay? Brock Purdy extended. Brought back Robert Saleh, maybe the best defensive coordinator available. Actually, I know he was the best defensive coordinator available. Drafted best overall players in multiple rounds. I think it was like an A-minus offseason. The only negative that I can think of is this Juwan Jennings contract thing, which will probably get taken care of. Trent Williams, full participant. Bosa, full participant. I think they're good. Traded for Huff, Bryce Huff. Like, I think it's been a great offseason.
I would say...
Got younger, got cheaper, got healthier.
I would say it's been B+. I would have given it an A-. I'm curious to see how the linebacking core is going to do. Obviously, you got Fred Warner. You retained him. He was an all-pro last season, playing on a bum foot or ankle, whatever the hell it was, for most of the season. He was incredible. No Dre Greenlaw, though. Again, he got hurt with the Broncos, but I'm curious to see... It's hard to replace a guy like that. That was a heart and soul and set the tone physically. And you saw that just in that first half against the Rams last year, him setting that tone, and he could never get quite back dealing with that Achilles sprain. And then, obviously, Talanoa Hufanga, gone. I would give it an A+. Yeah, I know he's been hurt. I would give this an A+. I just have such a question mark on that wide receiver core right now, Joe. And the Juwan Jennings thing, I feel Juwan on this. He is reading the room and saying, this team needs me. I don't know where they're going to be with Brandon Ayuk. I don't know where they're going to be with Ricky Pearsall. Jacob Cowling, I don't know. Jordan Watkins, I don't know. DeMarcus Robinson, I don't know. They have a lot of I don't knows in a position where it feels like most of the league has, I have at least one wide receiver.
Do you don't think that we like overrate just wide receivers in general? You don't think fantasy football has really like overrated just the impact of a wide receiver on winning a Super Bowl?
You don't think that the wide receiver production had a lot to do with the 49ers struggling last year?
It's important. It's important.
A huge reason why they didn't get any separation. Brock Purdy had to hold on the ball forever because no one could separate.
Yeah, I think the way that they play offense is it's more the play action game was just completely stymied. That's how they throw the ball. They do not drop back five wide and throw it. Not how they play football.
No, they don't play football that way, but that was also a big problem in the Super Bowl loss was the sticky man coverage of the Kansas City Chiefs because no one could gain separation.
In the Super Bowl. in the Super Bowl. Okay,
that's the difference between winning and losing Super Bowls is guys stepping up and making plays a la
could say that about five or six. McCaffrey doesn't fumble.
The Philadelphia Eagles absolutely torching the secondary of the Chiefs.
And their defense was amazing. But Joe, who are the top five wide receivers in the game right now? Who are they?
Ja'Marr Chase, okay. Justin Jefferson, okay.
No Super Bowls.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
No Super Bowls.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying.
A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. How about that? There you go.
They finally won. Yeah, they finally won. But I wouldn't put Devontae in the top 10. Okay. A.J. would definitely be in there, and he was a malcontent pretty much all year. My point is, wide receivers are important. They're not more important than offensive and defensive line to winning games. They're not more important than actual quarterback play and elevating those around you. And I think right now there's a renaissance with running backs. That seems to be very much in vogue right now. And the way that this team wants to play football, I don't put as much of an emphasis on wide receiver. I think we overrate them.
Do you think the Chiefs missed Rashee Rice last year?
Yeah.
And they absolutely missed him.
They got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that speaks more to how great Patrick Mahomes and even Travis Kelce had a really down year last year. It speaks to the greatness of Patrick Mahomes in that defense overall.
Rasheed Rice is really good, but how many guys are you naming before you get to him?
I know, but again, that is one of the best players on that team with the best quarterback. He is one of the best players because they missed him, and the whole offense fell apart.
They went to the Super Bowl. They lost in the final game.
They couldn't score in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they got to the Super Bowl.
I know they did.
That
but
doesn't
I'm saying,
negate the season they had.
You're talking about all the top five ones. I'm talking about the guys that even aren't top five. Rasheed Rice, what he means to the offense of the Kansas City Chiefs.
They traded away Tyreek Hill, a first ballot Hall of Famer, and got better.
They got Xavier Worthy. Yes, they got him. And we'll see with Xavier Worthy. We'll see with Rasheed Rice.
He was hit and miss all year. Like, I had him in fantasy. And again, I think because of fantasy football, I just think overall, we overrate the event. Not that they're not important. They are important. But specifically, this team, how they want to play football, I'm much more worried about, does their defensive line look more impactful? Can they control the line of scrimmage? Is Christian McCaffrey going to be healthy? That is way more on what's going to help them win 9, 10, 11 games than is Pearsall available for 17 games?
I mean,
they'll figure it out.
I hope they figure it out. They better figure it out because they drafted a guy in the first round, Ricky Pearsall, that again went through something traumatic and has dealt with injury concerns his entire career. Hell, we had Herm Edwards on who coached him at Arizona State said, yeah, you got to protect Ricky from Ricky because he works out too much and he's going to hurt himself. And lo and behold, he's hurt his hamstring. He's on the pup list. Brian of Palo Alto wants to join this conversation.
I just think we overrate receivers. I mean, they're going to run a ton of play action. They're going to try to kill zone. Yes, they're going to need some man beaters. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be a time and a place where they're going to need them. I just think this team and how we play football, that particular position is dramatically overrated. Not that it's not important.
We talked a lot about it last year in the losses, though.
They spent $60-70 million last year in salary at wide receiver, and their best guy was a guy who came into the season who had the year prior at 300 total yards.
Can we acknowledge, though, just seriously, that like the number one criticism of this team was that the wide receivers couldn't get separation? Like, that was the number one.
The Super Bowl.
No, yes. It was way before that.
Are you talking about last year?
In last year.
I think they were okay. I mean, it wasn't great, but I also think it was a byproduct of CMC not being there.
Honestly, I think we saw a little bit on that run to the Super Bowl. I think I remember it was after that Ravens game, the Christmas Night Massacre. That's when we were talking about Baldy that week. That was when he first started mentioning the sticky man coverage given the Niners' issues for the receivers.
Guys, if you really think this season's going to come down to them having 2,000-yard wide receivers, for example, hypothetically, that's not how they're going to win and lose. They're going to win and lose if they get double-digit sacks from multiple guys on their defensive line, and if CMC is something close to the CMC that we saw the year before last.
Brian, Palo Alto. Brian, how would you grade this offseason? Good morning. How are you feeling about the Niners heading into training camp?
I think they did the things they had to, they had a lot of overpriced veteran guys that weren't performing. They've replaced them with young rookies who, obviously, we hope they have what it takes. We don't know. I mean, that's the thing with this team is, like, there's several positions where there's no proof that we have any solutions. I would say the interior defensive line, we hope that these guys they've drafted are ready to be year one contributors. We don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's safety. We don't have a single guy that is good, proven to be good, or is super young, and we really don't know.
I'm more concerned about safety and linebacker next to Fred Warner than I am wide receiver, because I pay Kyle Shanahan 15 to 20 million.
Wide receiver is like fifth.
Thank you.
On the concern list.
Thank you.
It's not number one. Like, yeah, interior offensive line, interior defensive line, safety, corner maybe. Like, you know, we're, again, there's a lot of leaps being made that, like, Green is a lockdown corner that's
we'll
not going to commit penalties a game. So we really don't need those things. And I just want to say, guys, you know, I've been criticized for being too negative, and I just think the Warriors should give Kuminga the absolute max contract. Call it a day. And if he's shooting anything less than 40 shots a game and it's Steph's not deferring to him, then that's just an absolute failure in the upcoming season. Anyways, guys, have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Thanks,
so
Brian.
If I look at this and our ranking, like, concern, CMC, hands down, number one, right?
Yes. The season will go with his health.
Okay.
Yes.
Your backup last year was Jordan Mason, who was good for like five games. He's now in Minnesota.
Yes.
But he had injury concerns. And Isaac Arendo played a handful of games, showed flashes, hasn't been healthy. So we all agree, running back for a Shanahan team might be the number one
need. Did they draft that Jordan James? That's their rookie pick?
All right, we'll see. Right? We'll see. Second one, right? I think it's always offensive line. The reason why I go offensive line, what has done in Shanahan has been the quarterback staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Offensive line plays a big part of that. So O-line, number two. Then I flip to the other side. Why were they so bad last year? The guy who played alongside Warner was awful. Devondre Campbell.
Oh.
Now, the D-line was awful too. So you can go in any, either combo, D-line or linebacker next to Warner. Pick your choice. You want to go D-line, fine. That's fine. You want to go linebacker next to Warner? I think it's as important as their D-line. So D-line, linebacker. That's four. Now we get to safeties. Mustafa's coming off an ACL injury. I had questions on him.
Yes.
Solid rookie moments. Jair Brown?
Yeah.
Okay.
The trajectory was going up on Jair Brown, right? Tig Brown, Baldy loved him coming out of Penn State. We all had high hopes for Brown. Took a step back last year.
A big one.
Yeah.
A big one. And was yanked out of the rotation,
yep.
Right? They just cut, George Odom. He was a special teams guy. I was never impressed with him at all.
Yeah.
So, like, safety, D-line, linebacker, that one spot next to Warner, O-line, CMC. All, for me, way above wide receiver concerns. I understand why wide receiver is a concern. You took a guy in the first round. Everyone's losing their mind about Ricky Pearsall. He did have more yards last year than Jennings had the year before.
Well, of course, because, you know, Jennings had a healthy Deebo Samuel, had a healthy Brandon Ayuk, and Jennings, as the number one last year, balled out, almost had 1,000 yards and wants to get paid accordingly.
In 2023, Deebo was hurt. He hurt his shoulder. Watch the wide receiver, Doc. He was out multiple weeks, had the stinger. He missed the Cleveland game. He was injured going into the playoffs.
Bonte and I were hosting that Cleveland one. I said, he better not lose the Cleveland Browns. Was it P.J. Walker? P.J. Walker.
And the kicker. I mean, I haven't even brought up the kicker. The kicker? The kicker?
He's number one.
The kicker?
That's number one.
You guys are worried about Kyle Shanahan's wide receivers. What about the kicker?
Well, I'm worried about the wide receivers, so I don't have to keep putting the kicker in positions to miss kicks. That's why I want my wide receivers healthy.
You want to miss PATs instead.
Yes, I want touchdowns, Joe. Look, I want touchdowns to help out my quarterback that I paid all this money towards. It's a good separation. I want that from Ricky Pearsall. I want that from Jacob Cowing. I want that from all these people. I hope they prove me wrong. I do. I just think it's a question mark. And as we're alluding to, there's a lot of question marks on this team still. A lot of them.
They've been waiting since D Ford left. They've been waiting for someone to pop opposite Nick Bosa.
Can Mykal Williams be that guy?
Or Bryce Huff. Combination of the two, right? They have not stopped the run for two straight years. Yep. Right? And like that is way more important to them controlling the clock and stuff than a wide receiver.
Well, it's a great point. And defensive tackle for sure. And as much has been made about Eric Armstead, Ryan DeForest Buckner, who you should have kept, who you should not have kept. No one could argue Eric Armstead defensively against the run. He was great. He was really good. He was a plus there.
And but he was also hurt.
He was hurt a lot last year. But you missed him last year. You did.
Javon Hargrave sucked.
And he was awful. He was bad.
I mean, sucked.
Talking about one of the awful like signings here in the Bay Area the last 5 years, Javon Hargrave might be at the top of the list. Awful.
As bad as the Debo thing ended, nothing was worse than Hargrave on this team in terms of money spent and production received.
And Devontae Campbell.
Devontae Campbell shouldn't have been playing.
He just quit on the team, too.
It was D-Winners. That's where I go back to, like, was D-Winners that bad?
Right.
Was he that hurt? Could this kid, Nick Martin, you know, step up? Like, we know that Fred Warner's a stud. He needs a running mate.
888-957-9570. From the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Mike Tomlin interfered with the kick return and did not get thrown out. That is true. Pearsall injury is negative. Shasky, 650. I will say this in regards to where this team is at. I do think we're underrating them still. As we're talking about, and it's not all doom and gloom. It's not all doom and gloom.
I think we're a little too high on the Rams nationally. They've won 21 games in the last, or whatever, 22 games the last 2 years in the regular season. We act like they've been a 13-win team multiple years in a row.
I'm not buying the Seahawks. I'm not buying Sam Darnold there. I'm just not. When it's you're coming from one of the best offensive play callers in the Minnesota Vikings and Kevin O'Connell, and you're coming over to Mike McDonald, who's the head coach
now? And they
now?
Traded DK away.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Now, they have one of the Kubiaks as an offensive play caller, I think, in Seattle. But so we'll see. Same kind of coaching
tree. I don't know what to make of Seattle. I'm reserving judgment.
I'm very skeptical in Sam Darnold.
Look at his last three games last year.
Darnold?
That's the Sam Darnold known. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell, though, I'm not trying to take away anything from the blame from Darnold. I don't believe in Darnold. But I also said that he destroyed us week three. I know he's a different player, or week two, whatever it was. Run the ball, doggy. Like your quarterback's seeing ghosts. Run the ball.
David Hernandez on the chat. I like how there isn't much hype around the Niners anymore. Going to sneak
I
up.
Do too.
That, I always love that. Don't talk about
I
it.
Do too.
That's great.
That's why I think, like, just in general, I know wide receivers are drafted highly in fantasy. This is offense is always going to be, you know, way more popular than defense. The biggest reason why the Niners weren't good last year, their defense was historically awful. And their running back, who was the best player on the team, played like three games and was a shell of who he was. That's why they were as bad as they were.
Mickey D, I have them at 9 wins. Kevin Ford is all in the YouTube chat. 9 wins is generous. The Powers family, the 49ers are cooked. They got a ways to go to be a factor again. I don't think they're cooked. They have too many good Hall of Fame, not good, great Hall of Fame type of talents on their team. But it's going to come down to health.
I do think they're a team in transition.
Yeah.
I think they're a younger team on defense. Maybe the best acquisition of the offseason is Robert Saleh.
That's a great point.
And I was very like, let's do something new. Let's do something different. They had two awful hires. They downgraded in back-to-back years defensive coordinator-wise. When you went Steve Wilkes, which is a downgrade from D'Amico, and then Nick Sorensen, which is a downgrade from Steve Wilkes.
And now
it's inarguable.
And Rob Saleh, he made sweet music with one Bryce Huff, who was one of their acquisitions this offseason. Could you do that again? Obviously, Bryceoff had the success with the New York Jets. Not so much with the Eagles.
I'm like in wait and see mode on Bryceoff.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, he's blaming, you know, Vic Fangio's defense. Okay, then let's see it.
Let's see it, because the defense looked pretty freaking good in the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying.
The guy from Georgia took a huge leap forward, and this Vaughn Brown guy, who none of us ever heard of, yeah. I mean, was an all-pro at two positions.
And then you had Jalen Carter doing what Jalen Carter does.
Trying
to intercept spikes is my favorite Jalen Carter move, by the way. Is it time for...
Well, your point about the interior,
yep.
I do worry about who the other guard is. You know, you're losing Aaron Banks this year. If you look around the league, we never paid guards in the NFL for a long time. And now, where are all these premium pass rushers coming from? Not just the outside, but the inside.
Inside.
And so you better have a guard who can play alongside your center. I know they have one that they drafted last year, Dominic Pooney, who was excellent. Who's the other one going to be?
I mean, Chris Jones has killed the Niners.
Destroyed
them. Multiple times. And he's done it to everyone else. I mean, they're not alone in that, but... It goes to show how important those positions are. As the Chiefs, by the way, locked up their guy, George Karlaftis, for a new extension there.
Who I love.
Me too. Fast Five?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
No!
I know, I feel it. I think Lebatard posts it every year when they're all like, Football.
It's the
best.
They
keep getting louder and louder and louder.
Well, you know what my favorite month of the year is?
Which one?
It's October.
Well, I thought it was July.
No. My favorite holiday.
Okay, that's your favorite holiday. Excuse me.
October. Baseball, playoffs, basketball starting up. Weather in San Francisco, the best.
It is.
Golf season for me to go out and play. I'm not coaching typically during that time. And football's in full swing with college and the NFL. Oh, it's the best!
I'm excited, man. I'm so damn excited. And we got fantasy football coming back, baby. Carter defending his title here.
I might retire. You know it.
Retire?
Yeah. I'm just not feeling it this year in fantasy. I might just retire.
You're getting old.
What are you doing? Retire.
You're retiring from fantasy football? You're acting like he's
going full underdogs.
Do you have arthritis in your fingers or something? What are you?
Plantar fingeritis.
It's a young man's game.
No, it's literally not.
My grandfather's 89 and he still plays fantasy football and loves it.
Good. See?
I'm joking.
What keeps the mind sharp? Oh, he doesn't play it?
No, fantasy just.
He doesn't love it?
There's too many bench spots. And so the waiver wire just sucks. And so by the end of the year, I lose my mind.
I think you need to go back to the 95-7 The Game League to find your love again for it. You and Willard could be going head-to-head 1 week, and the hatred could come back, Joe.
I love
you need
Mark.
That fire. Fire and flame.
He didn't ask me to officiate his wedding like Guru, but I love Mark.
Wait, did Guru officiate the wedding?
No, he bailed on that. Because, you know, Guru is full of crap when it comes to, like, committing to something and going and actually showing up.
Was anyone here invited to the station? For Willard's wedding?
No.
Crickets?
Ephraim Salam was there.
No!
Who's the other guy? Rich Ornberger was there.
Oh, so orny? Rich Ornberger? There you go. What do you got, Sammy?
My final thought is I'm going to feel optimistic about Landon Roop taking the mound for the Giants. And it's so optimistic since we're talking about fantasy sports. I picked him up in my fantasy baseball league because I am so optimistic that he's going to get a lot of points tonight. Will he get a win? I don't know. But I'm least optimistic that Landon Roop, with a 1.37 ERA in his last five starts, I think he'll pitch well tonight.
I'm actually kind of shocked that he's available in your league. Just to have? How many people are in your league? How many teams?
10 people, and Yeah, 10 people, and all of us are giant. Yeah, there you go.
It's a one-man league, Sam.
Sam Bloodman.
I know. Somehow I'm still in last place. I'm trying to know how to figure that out, but... Yeah, it's a league of Giants fans, too, so Giants players usually go at a premium in this league, well, so to speak, but yeah, I'll take it.
So if all the Giants players were taken in this league, is everyone like 500 right now?
Basically, yeah.
Everyone's just beating themselves up. What do you got,
Carter? It's the only fantasy league in America where someone's still starting Mike Yastrzemski.
Oh,
it's not me.
That's not...
Is Farhan in this league?
How are you last in this league, Sam? That says more about
you. No, I'm in the middle of the pack in this league. I keep forgetting to set my lineup.
Oh, that's a problem. What do you got, Carter?
Yeah, for me, yeah, I'm shutting down Devers. Last night was really the first kind of push for me to do so, and I don't even know if that's for the season, but he needs to be shut down right now to get right. When he was coming around in between second and third, he very clearly grabbed at his groin, and then he looked at Matt Williams with dismay that he was getting waved on to home. Like, he was upset. set he was getting waved
Dude,
on to home.
He looks like Seth Rogen in Superbad as the cop.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the fastest kid alive. I can't catch him. Like, that's literally how he's huffing and puffing around the base.
Like, give him a break. Like, let's try to get the full...
He's the fastest kid alive.
Let's try and get what we actually paid for here and give him a break and let's see how this goes.
See, I appreciate you coming to my side of the fence. I was on this a couple weeks ago, Carter. You got to protect your protect your assets.
Well, Spadoni, if you don't remind people that you were on things a couple of weeks ago around here, it goes forgotten quickly.
It does, very much so. You got to remind
him. Steiny just staring at me with disdain through the glass.
Hey, you know that's just called how he looks at you.
No, you know what the look that he's
What's wrong with him?
I'm in on the Steiny sweater look. He's giving Mr. Rogers vibes, and I'm okay with it. By the way, there's no
the exact opposite of Sir Rogers.
There's no one polar opposite.
New
Stein,
no one loves you. Everything's your fault.
That's right. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's actually not a
beautiful
day in the neighborhood.
If he starts sponsoring Jell-O pudding pops, then we have a problem.
It's a new day in the neighborhood.
That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity at Home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny Goo next. Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.